You're listening to EPN.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Michelle Salader. She is the president of Sumair, LLC. Sumair specializes in writing website copy, SEO copywriting, and the marketing and promotions of websites and blogs after they've launched. Michelle Salader, welcome to Enterprise Radio on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me today, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So how important are your existing customers to your marketing strategies?
To my company, Sumair's, they are worth gold. There's a great quote, and it's by Reverend Russell Cromwell, and it says, he says, "Your diamonds are not far distant mountains or in yonder seas. They are in your own backyard if you but dig for them." And we have this quote posted in our office, and I think a lot of business owners should pay attention to their existing customers. Not only is it less costly to upsell, but oftentimes people just want to chase the new and the fresh, and they're out there too busy trying to get new clients that they neglect the ones that they have. So for my company, we love repeat business, and we are all about building relationships with our clients. They don't go anywhere. At least we don't want them to.
Well, how has marketing changed to adapt in this world of new media?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think that it's gone from really a one-way conversation to an actual conversation. What we found and what I've been open a browser and notice, people really want to give their opinion. Consumers really are interested in being a part of a brand, and they're wanting personal connection on behalf of a lot of companies, on most companies and brands. So the more personal, the better the results. And also, you know, just the whole social sphere, how we're communicating, you know, with mobile and video and you know, podcasts, et cetera. People want to know who they're doing business with, and they want to know, like, and trust in a whole different way. I think they're really wanting to get to know and to really feel like they trust, and they trust the person or people behind the brand, not just, you know, the brand itself. So I think that's how it's really changed. It's become very, very personal.
Yes, very personal. So now with new media playing a big part in the way we communicate, what are some of the new rules of public relations now?
Well, I don't think that the basis of it, you know, the foundation of public relations has changed much, because it really is about listening and then, you know, about being able to cater a message to either inform people about something going on or just sort of put out flyers. But really the new rule is this, is being able to use social media as a customer service and a public relation tool. It's the best way, and I think that you're going to see more and more of this, where we may not even be speaking to a human being on the other end of the line, but that you can tweet your airline and say, "Hey, what's up? Why is I'm watching where this is going," and I think that social media will be the new public relations firms will need to be on social media. Most of them are now, but even companies, small businesses, they need to start using these tools to reach and to educate, to reach their clientele, reach prospects, and also educate people about what's going on.
Today we are visiting with the president of Sumair, LLC, Michelle Salader, here on Enterprise Radio. What kind of tools can small business owners and entrepreneurs use to help them in their marketing strategies and their efforts?
Well, one tool would be to set up, it's not even a marketing plan, but set up an editorial schedule for yourself. What I mean by this is if you send out e-zines, you know, electronic newsletters, if you are blogging on a regular basis, if you're presence on social media, if you put out a series of videos, whatever it is, go back to that initial marketing plan and create an editorial schedule around certain topics. Cluster things together so that it's really streamlined. For example, if you're bringing out a new product in May, you might want to start 2 months before. you want that message of, hey, this is coming, hey, this is coming, hey, this is coming, to be across all channels. And how you do that is you just create an editorial schedule no different than what a magazine or a newspaper would do. The second tool is, you know, if you don't have an autoresponder to help segment your markets and your customers and your lists, et cetera, you need one of those. It's the best way to put your marketing on autopilot, stay in front of people, get them coupons, inform them about what's going on. And then, you know, there's a whole list. But really, I would say the best tool you can have is that plan, and then implement the plan.
What is the one mistake you see small businesses and entrepreneurs making across their marketing strategy?
Okay, well, there are two of them, and they go together. The first one is that this small business owners and entrepreneurs are trying to be everything to everyone, and specifically in their messaging. So their marketing message is all over the map. They're screaming into this void, and no one's listening to them, because they're trying to talk to 18 different types of markets or, you know, market segments at one time, and it doesn't work like that. The other thing is they're not being consistent. So it's just this hodgepodge of they don't know who they're talking to, or they're talking to the wrong people, or they're screaming at people, and they have 18 different messages. And really what ends up happening, the result is that you get a very confused prospect base, you get a very confused client base, and your key influencers, the people out there who you can JV partner with and do amazing things with, people going to give you business, they don't know what you do. And that is the number one mistake I see.
Michelle, I'm sure our listeners are curious, where can they find more information about your services of Sumer LLC?
Well, you can go to our website, which is writtenbysumer.com, and that's writtenbysumer.com. And from there you can find our blog and Facebook, where / written by Sumer, Twitter, written by Sumer, and, come check us out. We've got a great blog, great small business blog. It's called Copy Doodle, and reach out to us on social media. We love a good conversation, and we're always asking questions and asking for feedback.
And in conclusion, Michelle, what can you leave with our listeners in form of a parting tip?
All right. Know who you are, meaning know what your company does, what services and products you actually sell, and be clear about that, because you may think you're clear, but you're not. And know who you're talking to. You need to know your market. You need to know your target audience, inside and out.
Very well said, Michelle. It's been a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. And that was the president of Sumer LLC, Michelle Salater. And for more information, simply visit writtenbysumer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and we do thank you for tuning in.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the Speech Coach for Champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN.
In my opinion and my experience, a brand is much more than that, and something much deeper. And it's what's at the core of any business. And essentially, when you first decide that you're going to go into business, whether it's retail, whether it's B2B, whether it's anything, you have an idea, you have a concept. And the very idea of your business and its initial kind of genesis is usually what fuels the brand. That's really the DNA of the brand. And that has to do with what type of business you want to have, what's going to separate it from the rest, and what's going to make it valuable to customers or clients. And so you have that value, that importance is one element of it. The other one is the purpose, which actually might be the most important of the three. And the third one is the difference, the differentiation. What makes your business not only valuable and important, but what also makes it completely different and unique from your quote-unquote competition?
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.